Blog Talk Radio.
Is our deliverance from sin and everything else that should not be done by us. Let me find a scripture for us tonight. I normally have a scripture already for us, but I don't have one. Let me just start reading here. I'm in Numbers 35 and verse 1. I'm going to read and find out what it says. It says, "And to the Lord spoke unto Moses in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho, saying, Command the children of Israel that they go into Israel, that they go unto the Levites of the inheritance of their possession, cities and dwell therein. And ye shall give also unto the Levite servants who are the cities to you." Verses 1 and 2. And that's in Numbers 25. I am going to read that over myself. Once I go off the air, let me have a short word of prayer with you sheep, as well as those who are not sheep and are listening. Our Father in heaven, may praise and worship always be to you in your name. Thank you for my mom and my grandparents who brought me to learn of you, to praise you, and to worship you. I need you and I want your blessings, Father. Please continue to protect us sheep from the evil one and his demons. Thank you for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from us here in Detroit, Michigan, my hometown. Thank you always for allowing us sheep our right mind and excellent health, and restore us, restore me, restore us I pray in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen. Thank you, sheep, for listening to me. And whoever else, I am going to introduce myself in this program. This program is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris. Sabbath, everyone. Well, this is Friday evening, and Sabbath starts on Friday evening and ends on Saturday evening. I read from the King James book, or from the Bible, the King James Bible. I want you to read in Exodus chapter 20, where it says that it gives out the 10 commandments. And the fourth commandment, you are to remember Jesus on the Sabbath day. You're to remember that always. And that's what I teach you who are listening to me, to remember the Sabbath day. And it starts again on Friday evening and ends on Saturday evening. I want you sheep, as always, to have your three P's handy. And those are, if you don't know by now, your pen, paper, and pencil. Just in case you want to jot some references down that I might speak. It's the new thing out there is a notebook now. You can have that too and take notes just in case I say something that you want to remember later and you, or you might want to check out later. Now, we are in the book of Job, and I wanted to know about the book of Job, and I had not read that to you. Right now, we are in chapter 36. On verse 1, and I'm going to read chapter 36 to you all, and then I'll say some few other things before I close. Hopefully, our Father will allow me 36 for you, so that once I get finished, in the long run, we will know what happened with Job. It says, Elihu also proceeded and said, suffer me a little, and I will show thee that I have yet to speak on God's behalf. I will fetch my knowledge from afar, and I will ascribe does that mean ascribe by? He's going to bring back his knowledge. Well, he's going to report his knowledge to righteousness, to my Maker. For truly, my word shall not be false. He that is perfect in knowledge is with thee. Behold, God is mighty and despises not any. He is mighty in strength and wisdom. He preserves not the life of the wicked, but draws not his eyes from the righteous, but with kings are they on the throne. Yea, he doth establish them forever, and they are exalted. Exalted means praise. And if they be bound in fetters, fetters are like chains, and beholden by rope of affliction, then he showed them their works and their transgression. Transgressions are crimes or sins or offenses that they have exceeded. He opened also their ears to discipline and commanded that they return from iniquity and that sin or crimes, you know. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. But if they obey not, they shall perish by the sword and shall die without knowledge. But the hypocrites and tenders or liars in heart heap up wrath, and wrath is anger or rage. They cry not when he bindeth them. They die in youth, and their life is among the unclean. He delivers the poor of his affliction and opens the ears in oppression. Even so, he remove thee out of the strait, and the strait is danger, I think, into a broad place where there is no straightness, there is no danger, and that which should be set on the table should be full of fatness, and a fatness is like choice food. But thou hast fulfilled the judgment of the wicked. Judgment and justice take hold on thee, because there is wrath. Again, wrath is rage or anger. Beware, lest there be a way with his stroke, then a great ransom cannot deliver thee. Will he esteem the riches? No, not gold, nor the forces of his strength. Desire not the night when people are cut off in their place. Take heed, regard not iniquity. And you know, iniquity again, is they are sins and crimes, doing things that are wrong. For this has thou chosen rather than affliction. Behold, God exalted, and God exalted means like praise or praise by his power, who teaches like him, who has enjoyed this way. Or who can say, thou hast wrought iniquity? And wrought means thou hast done sin or done wrong. Remember that thou magnitude of his work, which men behold, even men see it. Man may behold it from afar. Oh, behold, God is great, and we know him not, neither can the number of his years be searched out. And that's what a lot of people are doing, trying to search, and what they're digging dirt in different places. I forget what they call it, just that quick. People who dig up bones or whatever they can find out of the dirt. Oh, it escapes my mind. The word for that escapes my mind right now. I need to tell you all that because you need to know. Hopefully, I will think of it before I go off. Verse 27, where he maketh small drops of water, they pour down rain according to the vapors thereof, which man abundantly. Also, can any understand the spreading of the clouds or the noise of the tabernacle? Behold, he spreadeth his light upon it and covereth the bottom of the sea. For by them judge the people. He giveth meat in abundance, the light, and commanded it not to shine by the clouds that cometh betwixt, by noise thereof, so is concerning it. The cattle also concerning the vapors. Now that is the reading of chapter 36. I'm going to start reading chapter 37, and that's where I will stop after I read until it's time for me to go off the air. Chapter 37. At this also my heart trembleth and is moved out of his place. Hear attentively the noise of his voice and the sound that goeth out of his mouth. He directeth it under the whole heaven, and his lightning unto the ends of the earth. After it a voice roars, he thundereth with a voice of his excellency, and he will not stay them when his voice is heard. God thundereth marvelously with his voice, great things doeth he, which cannot comprehend. And comprehend means understanding. For he said to the snow, be thou on earth, likewise be small rain, and to the great rain of his strength. He filleth up the hand of every man, that all men may know his work. Then the beast of the den and remain in their place. Out of the south cometh a whirlwind, and cold out of the north. By the breath of God's house is given, and the breath of the waters is straightened. Also by watering he weareth a thick cloud. He scatters this bright cloud, and it is turned around about by his counsel, that they might do whatsoever he commanded them to upon the face of the whole world in the earth. I got 10 more minutes left, 9 more minutes. Hopefully I can finish this chapter up. He causes it to come, whether for correction or his land or for mercy. Hearken unto his, O Job. Hearken unto this, O Job. Stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. Doest thou know it when God disposes them and causes the light of his clouds to shine, Dost thou know the balancing of the clouds, the wondrous works of him which is perfect in knowledge, how the garments are warm, the sound of the south wind? Let me read verse 17 again. How thy garments are worn when he quiets the earth by the south wind. As thou with him spread out the sky, which is strong in the molten glass, in the molten looking glass, teach us what we shall say unto him. For we cannot order our speech by reason of darkness. Shall it be told to him that speak? If a man speak, surely he shall be swallowed up. Now men see not the bright light which is in the clouds, but in the wind passes and cleaneth them. Air weather cometh out of the north. With God is terrible majesty, touching the Almighty, we cannot find him out. He is excellent in power and in judgment and in plenty of justice. He will not afflict. Men do therefore fear him. He respecteth not any that are wise of heart. And that is the reading 37 as well as 36. In a few more chapters, we will be coming to the end of the book of Job, and we will learn, we have already learned that permission was given to the devil to inflict Job with all these sores from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet and cause all the different catastrophes to happen in his life. Like he lost his children, and he lost his cattle. He lost a lot of things. Excuse me, I have to burp. Again, Job lost a lot, but we're going to see that by him holding on to his belief in our God. And this is what he is teaching us. No matter what your losses are, believe in God. And in the end, if you believe, show that you believe, no matter what people say, like his wife says, curse your God and die. And his four friends are telling him all this stuff. And then in the end, he does not listen to them. And he does not curse his God. He does not admit to wrongdoing. And in fact, you know, he's praising the Lord for all those things and learn. Now, let me have a closing prayer. Our Father, thank you for allowing me to read those two chapters. And Father, thank you as I come to you as humble as I know how, and trying to teach those who are listening to my program what you have said, or Job has said, and through his reading and understanding a little bit at a time. What is it? I think it was in Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 10, we read as by precept upon precept, little by little, here and there. And I want you, sheep, Jesus, I'm still saying an ending prayer. Father, thank you for protecting us from the evil one, and always protecting us. In your surest name, better known as Jesus. Amen. And next year, not next year, but next week, I plan to be here again. Remember what James 4:15 says, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back here with you, reading chapter 37, because I read through 36 and 37. I read to you those things today. Listen, sheep, if you will, and if you can, I want you to go to Amazon and purchase my 3 books, Beyond the Sea, The Passing, The Broken Plant. Is that my 3 books? Unseen, The Passing, and The Broken Plant. I plan to offer more books to you later for your purchase. And I'm hoping that one of you or some of you will purchase. And thank you all for telling some of your friends and relatives to watch this, listen to my program. I thank you all. Remember, God loves you, and so do I.
Salvation.